President Obama planning on throwing even more money at the schools. In the new budget, the president wants to allocate $100 million to educate new teachers. But our next guest says piling on all that cash into education is not the solution. It's only continuing to fuel the problem. Peter Sutterman is the associate editor of Reason Magazine. Good to see you, Peter. So how would it actually make the problem worse?
Look, if you look at the history of education spending, what you see is that the federal government has spent more and more money since 1970 and has produced basically no results in return. You look at educational attainment amongst 17-year-olds in 1970 and in 2008. Between those times, education spending more than doubled. However, educational attainment, test scores on reading and math, the stuff that matters, flatlined. Exactly the same. No difference at all. And so spending more money at the federal level, which seems to be what Obama wants to do at every turn with education, there's really no evidence that it produces better students, better educated students, a better education system.
You know, I have a confession, Peter, which is that I was an educator in the public school system at one time. And at the same time I was going to a teacher's college, this was at Northwestern University in Chicago, outside of Chicago. One of the reasons I left teaching was not so much because of the kids, because I love the kids. I hated two things. I hated the teacher's college and I hated the public school system, the bureaucracy of the public school system. They want to double down. I think the only thing you can spend more money on is making classes smaller. That you could make an argument that that might work better, to have smaller numbers
even
of kids in a class.
Even still, we've actually seen, you know, you have to ask yourself, what has all this money been going to since we've doubled spending per capita? And mostly what it's been going to is buying staff. And so you've actually seen class sizes get smaller in many cases. You've certainly seen more staff members per pupil in education, dramatically more. It's about half the pupils per staff member now than it was about three decades ago. And yet still no improvement in educational
it's
outcomes.
Interesting.
It's really not.
I do
not,
hear that comment about the staff.
Like
I hear that from my buddies who stayed with teaching. They say it is the staff, but they say also it's the special studies teachers, you know, the bilingual ed programs, that sort of thing. That's where the real money is right now in teaching.
I mean, the thing that works here and the thing that you have to focus on, I don't think is classroom size, the number of students. The thing you have to focus on is good teachers. And what we need are good teachers. And what we need to be able to do is make sure that we're hiring good teachers and firing the bad
ones. But you can't. You can't discriminate. That's called discrimination.
It's very difficult.
According to the teachers' unions, that is discrimination. And they won't allow any discrimination between so-called good teachers and so-called bad teachers.
The teachers' unions have fought this tooth and nail. And, you know, Obama, to his credit, has said that we ought to be able to fire bad teachers. But if you look at the 2009 stimulus package, there was $100 billion.
You know, Peter, forgive me for interrupting, but
basically
that's
dedicated to preserving, you know, education
it's
jobs.
It's just like the corporate tax thing. He says he's for lowering corporate tax rates. He never does it. He says he's for firing bad teachers, but then he supports a teachers union and everything they do, and they don't want to do that. So what are you to believe? You have to believe his actions, right?
I mean, you have to believe his actions and his proposals, and his proposals have not been, let's reform the system, structurally, change the rules.
Okay.
His proposals have basically been, let's throw more money at this
problem.
Peter,
we have 10 seconds. Do you have any hope at all for our public school system?
I have a great hope in America's public schools and America's students, less so in this president's ability to fix the problem by spending more money on them.
Peter Sutterman from Reason Magazine. Peter, thank you very much for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.